Now we know every year B'yom HaShavuos there's a year, it's called the Yom of Nesinas HaTorah, which is Mechudish. Means every year there's a new Hashpah that comes down in HaShemayim of the Kabbalah HaTorah. It's brought down, the Mefarshim saying every Yom Tov is this way. Chag HaPesach, Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaShavuos, that just like the first time Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tremendous Inyonim of Zman Chereseinu happened then, Hu Adin every year, the day of Pesach, there's this new Zman Cheres, Hu Adin by Shavuos, just like then there was Kabbalah HaTorah given on HaSinai, the tremendous Kedusha, that Ramban says, that all the Shechina that we have in the Beis HaMikdash comes from HaSinai. And HaSinai, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, all this Kedusha to Klal Yisrael, Befehesia, and then laid in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, it went down there, Behester. But every year when it comes down Vov B'Sivan, there's new Ashpah, new Ischachis of Nesinas HaTorah. And therefore we have to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. We also have to understand the Chshivas of the Torah itself. And then we'll appreciate the Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah HaTorah is really a kinyan. We're acquiring something, and before you buy something, you have to know what you're buying. The Rosh says, if you think you're buying something that's metal, and it comes out that it's silver, you're not kind, it doesn't become yours. You didn't have das to be kind of silver. You're only kind of something you thought what it is. So also, if you want to be kind of the Torah, we have to understand the chshivas of the Torah, and then we'll be able to mekabel the Torah on this tremendous Yom Tov, this Chag HaShavuos. Now, as the chshivas of Torah itself, the Chinuch explains the shorish of the mitzvah of this Chag HaSukkos. So the Chinuch says, look at what he said upon the mitzvah in Simin Shin Vav about Sfira Soima. That here the Chinuch says like this, that what is the Mishor Shei HaMitzvah, what's the root of this mitzvah of counting Sfira? So he says, Lefi Shekol Ikron Shel Yisrael Einoi Elo HaTorah. The Ikor, the main purpose of Klal Yisrael, the main essence of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. Omepnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Voretz. And for the purpose of the Nesinas HaTorah, that we will learn the Torah, that we will be mekabel the Torah, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and the Oretz. Like the Pasuk says in Yimyo, Yom Lo Evarisa Yomim V'Laila Chukah Shemayim Lo Samti, that the Okiyam of this world is only because and through the Limud HaTorah. That's how Choshev Torah is. And he goes on, the chinuch to say, V'hi o ikar v'hasiba shenigalu v'yotzi b'mitzrayim. This is the main purpose why Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim. K'dei shikablu ha-Torah b'Sinai. In order that we should be able to mekayim the mekabel the Torah on HaSinai and v'kayimua. Not enough just to mekabel the Torah, we have to be mekayim it, to learn the Torah and to do the mitzvahs. It says in the Pesukim that Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that v'zelucha ois ki anochi shlachticha, what's the ois that I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim? B'yotziach esomi Mitzrayim tavdu nesolahim al horazim, that the purpose is that we should come down to HaSinai and be able to mekayim the mekabel the Torah and be yovid Hashem through the kiyam haTorah. And the Mechinuch explains what the Pesuk is telling us is that shetekablu haTorah. That because of the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the epitome of the Toiva, what's good for us. The Jew wants to know what's good for you. We know Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Torah is what's good for you. That's the Tachlis HaToiva, the Chinuch says. The Tachlis HaToiva was Hashem redeemed us, not just on for the purpose to become Cheres, to stop slavery. That's not enough. But the purpose was to be Mekabel the Torah and to learn it and to Mekayim the Torah. V'lechein, he says, Yasa Hashem L'moish Ois, B'tzeis L'miavdus L'kabos HaTorah. There was a sign of coming out that there'll be a Kabos HaTorah. He says, Ki HaTofel Ois and Ois and Ois L'oilam Alika. The Tofol is an ice for the Ikka. See, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the ice for the Kabbalah HaTorah. And he says, O Mifnei Kain, Ki hi kol Ikron Shal Yisrael. This is the Ikka essence of Klal Yisrael. Uvavuron, because of the Torah, Nigalu, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Volu l'chol agdula sholole, we came to the greatness. We'll soon speak about the greatness, what happened by Harsina of the Kabbalah HaTorah. So he says, therefore, there's a mitzvah to count from Pesach until Shavuos till the day of Nesinas HaTorah. Laharos to show in us b'nafshenu ha'chefetz ha'godol l'ayom ha'nichbar ha'nichseluvenu, to show in our hearts how much a desire we have for this great day of Kabbalas HaTorah. But I call upon him, the Chinuch is explaining here that the Ikka, the Tachs of Klal Yisrael, the Ikka Toiva that we have, is that we were Zoicha to be Mekabel the Torah and to learn it and to Mekayim it. Like he says, a tremendous Loshen he says here, that the Kabbalas HaTorah says again, V'tachlis HaToiva Shalhem, this is the epitome of what's good for us. V'inyin Godol Hulhem, Yoisem in Acheres Me'avdus. This is even greater for us, more than the fact that Hashem took us out of the slavery of Mitzrayim. Even greater Toivah than that was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, and that we are the one, Hashem Baruch HaBonu Mikol Amim, we are the ones that were Zoicha to learn the Torah. And therefore, the more we understand the greatness of the Torah, the more we have a desire to accept it and to learn it, and therefore the more we have a chiyuv to prepare ourselves, to make the achana, the preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, in order to be able to mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. Just like Klal Yisrael then, when they came into Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then it started the 3 days of Akbola, 3 days of preparation, that it be purged from the wives to remain Tor, in order to mekabel the Torah. It was a zman of achana, preparation. Like really, the Pasuk says in Yisroi, after Revi, Perek Yutes, Pasuk says, "Ba'chodesh ha'shlishi litzeis bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim." On the third month, that's Chodesh Sivan, when Klal Yisrael left, third month of leaving Eretz Mitzrayim. "Ba'yoyim hazeh," today, "bo Midbar Sinai." Klal Yisrael came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But the Loshon says, "Ba'yoyim hazeh," today. So Rashi brings down the drasha that it doesn't say "Ba'yoyim ahu," but rather it says "Ba'yoyim hazeh." It doesn't say that day, but it says today. So Rashi brings down the drosha that Shiyu divrei Torah chadoshim olecha kilo ayem nitnu. Every day we learn Torah, it should be fresh in our eyes, as if today it was given. The question is, this is not talking about Kabbalas HaTorah yet. That first happened on Vav B'Sivan or Zayin B'Sivan, but it didn't happen on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Klal Yisrael first came to Midbar Sinai. So why does Rashi bring down the drosh and this pasuk "Bayoyim Hazeh" means today? And the pshat is that this is the day that Klal Yisrael started to be in Kabul, started to make hachonis, preparation for the Kabbalas HaTorah. And therefore we have to prepare ourselves in order to receive the Kedushas of the Torah. We have to prepare ourselves to sit down to learn the Torah, to understand the chshivas of the Torah. And this, every time we sit down to learn, we have to have this also. We have to have the right hachonah, the right preparation, and then we'll be able to mekabel the Torah, and then enechnami, every time we learn the Torah, es kilu nitnu mehar Sinai. Really, the Sfasemis explains, like, we call this Yom Tiv Chag HaShavuos, the Torah calls it Chag HaShavuos. It has three other names also, Chag HaTzeres, Chag HaBikurim, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Pakoparim, two places in the Torah calls it Chag HaShavuos. What's the Lashon Shavuos? So one pshat is for the 7 weeks that pass by. These are the Yom Tov of the weeks. The other pshat is Shavuos goes on the two Shavuos, the swearing that Klal Yisrael was Mushva V'yomed Ma Sinai. Klal Yisrael mekabel upon himself Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh with the Shavuah. But the first pshat is that Loshen Shavuos goes on the 7 weeks. The Sfasemis asks the question, the 7 weeks pass by already. Why do we call Chag HaShavuos the 50th day? The 7 weeks, it's after the 49th day, it's already the 50th day. And he explains, you know how great Chag HaShavuos is? According to how much preparation you put in, how much hachana we did throughout the 7 weeks of Svira, which are days of preparation for the Kabbalas HaTorah, that's how much Torah Hashem will give us on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because the Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Zaman, Matan Torah Seinu, that Hashem gives us the Kedushas HaTorah, gives us the Koyach to learn the Torah, gives us the power. How much power, how much Kedusha are we going to get? According to how much preparation we put in, how much we show Hashem that we want it, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. Really, this is like the Ramchal, the Mesiras Hashem says, in the Sefer Derech Hashem, that he explains over there in Chelik Dalit, Perates, or his Gimel, that he says, this is the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kefi His Oris Shem Samus Urim Bnei Adam Elov, according to how much Yisuris, how much like enthusiastic we put into doing the mitzvahs, how much we show Hashem that we want to learn the Torah, how much we show Hashem we have a desire, we have a love to do the mitzvahs, Kain Yeshir Ho'eze Shiazru Menu. That's how much help HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send down to us, Min HaShemayim, Imat Vim Harbe, a little you put in, a little you get out, a lot you get out. B'chol Poyer Shia Kefi Mashu, everything depends upon how much work we put in, and then Hashem gives us. Like we know, Toiv Hashem Lakol, Hashem is a mate of Hashem, wants to give everybody Toiva, and Ein Toiva Ela Toira. The Ika Toiva there is Toira. And Hashem wants to give everybody Toira and Toira. But the pshat is we have to deserve it. We have to work, we have to do maisim on this world to make his oiris, to wake up, like turn on the switch for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down the Kedusha. It's like a pipe, sinur, that it's like shofar, it's like a pipe connection, that the way we show Hashem we want it, that's how much Hashem gives us. And therefore, according to how much hachon, how much preparation a Jew puts in before Shavuos, to really show Hashem that I'm interested in learning the Torah, I want the Torah, that's how much Kedusha, that's how much Kerech HaChidosh Hashem gives us on Shavuos. And this is the way similar Rabbi Chaim answers the Kasha, Rabbi Chaim Brisk, that we know when the Morah says in Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mishmaim to Mekabel the Torah, so the Malachim wanted to stop him. The Malachim said, the Torah belongs in Shemaim, how can we give it down Baretz? So Hashem told Moshe, go and talk and win over the Malachim. It says, Moshe, tain about the Malachim, listen, what does it say in the Torah? It says mitzvahs that only we could do. Do you have parents? We have parents. Kibud Avim, Gezel, Aroyis, these are mitzvahs pertain to us, they don't pertain to Malachim. So true, Moshe was zeche to bring the Torah down. So the question is, what was the Malachim's Havamina? What did they want the Torah to stay in Shemayim? We know this world was only created for the Torah. The whole blueprints of this world is the Torah. The Torah was made in such a knifein that we could be Mekayim the Torah. And Adarabba, there's a Tanai in my separation, says Yoim Hashishi. What's the extra Hashishi? So Rashi brings down the drosha, Shishi goes on Vav B'Sivan. There was a Tanai in Kabbalah and in Bria Soilam that if Klai Yisrael will be Mekabel the Torah, then there'll be a world, and then there'll be a Bria. But if there be 1 second in the world that nobody's learning Torah, the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. There'll be no world anymore. So that was known that the Torah has to be here to keep the world going. That's the blueprint, that's electricity, that's putting the plug in. If you stop learning, you're pulling the plug out, there's no more world. So what was the Malachim's Havamina that the Torah should stay in Shemayim? And the Beis HaLevi explains like this. The Beis HaLevi says that the Pshat is that Avada, the Malachim, were maskim that the Maisa HaMitzvahs, the law book, should come down here in this world. We have to do the mitzvahs. We have parents. We have a Yetzirah. We have Gezel. We have Aroyas. We have to do the mitzvahs. It was given for us, Avada. And that's going to keep the world going. But the Malachim wanted that the Koyach of Chiddush, to darshan the Torah, to be mechadish in Torah, like the control of the Torah, that should be in Shemayim. Let me know Chazal of Akir to darshan the Torah. We'll soon talk about it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he received the Torah on Vav B'Sivan, he darshan the Torah was hoisef yamechad midaitoi. That's where Miyashiv, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Vav B'Sivan, and really the Kabbalah Satorah was first on Zion B'Sivan. Moshe pushed it off one more day, the Torah was first given on Zion. So how could we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu in the Nusach HaTfilah on Vav B'Sivan? And the answer is that Avada Moshe Rabbeinu received the Kabbalah Satorah on Vav B'Sivan. That we were Zoycha, that the Korech HaDrush, to darshan the Torah, that came downstairs Baruch also. Therefore, as soon as Moshe got this Korech on Vav B'Sivan, Moshe darshan the Torah, and he was Moshe of Yemechad Midaitoi, that the Emes HaKabbalah Satorah should first be on Zayin B'Sivan. But the Koyach, that we have the control of the Torah, to darshan the Torah, that was given to us Tak and Vav B'Sivan. And that's what Moshe went over the Malachim. That the Malachim wanted the Koyach of Jeroshes, to darshan the Torah, to mechadish new mitzvahs, to mechadish halachis, that should only be in Shemayim and not Boretz. That we have a Koyach, Chazal Zakir, to make up a new Yontav of Chanukah, a new Yontav of Purim. That's a Koyach that Chazal has, was given to us by Kabbalah Satorah. So that control, the Malachim wanted to be in Shemayim. So the question is that against the Beis Halevi then, so how was Moshe Taka Zoicha to bring down the Kabbalah Satorah to this world? If the Malachim were masking that the mitzvahs that apply to us should be by us, so how did Moshe went out? Moshe told the Malachim, listen, the mitzvahs don't apply to you, they apply to us. The Malachim agreed to that. They agreed that the mitzvahs apply to us. They agreed that we should have the mitzvahs. But they wanted to just be a law book for us. That's all. We can't add anything. We can't be mechadish to Amkas HaTorah. That's just stay in Shemayim. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu win over? So Rabbi Chaim Brisk answers, the pshat is that Moshe won over by saying, you can't divide the two. You can't separate the two things. It goes hainuach. The only way you can have a koyach of chiddush to learn the Torah, really be into mechanish, understand the Torah, and have a koyach of chiddush is only if you're oisik in the mitzvahs, oisik in the limud haTorah. If you're not oisik in doing the mitzvahs and learning the Torah, there's no way you can have the hashpor min hashemayim, the kedusha to be mechadish, to have control of the Torah. He was saying now it's a hainuach, it's a tzinur, there's like a pipe that starts off, we have to be ma'or, we have to do ma'isim tovim, we have to do mitzvahs, tell Hashem we want to be mekabel the Torah, show Hashem we have a good rotzon, we have to do ma'isim in this world to be ma'or. It's like turning on the switch upstairs, and then HaKadosh Baruch in return sends down to us the Kedusha, the Koyach of Limud, the Koyach of Amkus HaTorah, the Koyach to be mamash in Ish Kodosh, to mamash have a Kinyan HaTorah, that we always say Yisroel v'yaraisa kuchibrichu chadu. When we learn the Torah, it's one. Klayas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. How do we become one? Through the Limud HaTorah. So this connection goes together. You can't divide the two. The Malachim wanted the Koyach HaChiddush of Kedusha of Jerusha to stay upstairs. We should only have the Mais HaSiyah. So Moshe went over that you can't do. It goes together. Can't have the Koyach of Drush unless you're Isaac in the Mais HaMitzvahs. But our co-opponent is that the Ramchal says that according to how much is Uris, how much like light, how much enthusiastic, how much we do the mitzvahs, how much we put into the mitzvah, that's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send back in return the Kedusha, the Siyata Dishmaya, the help for us, that will have an Aliyah, will become greater. This is the Pshat we know by Matan Torah, Hasinai, the whole Klai Yisrael was together, there was Achdus, the Torah was given to a whole Am, it wasn't given to a Yochid, it was given to Klai Yisrael. Even though we say, Nagoda Arba Bonim Dibro Torah, Torah was given to everybody. What's Taka the Pshat? Nobody can say, I'm not fit to learn. It's not for me. It's too much for me. Because we never know. You don't know. Once you start learning, once you start doing the mitzvahs, and Hashem sees that you're taking it at heart, that you really want it, you really want to learn, you're really trying hard, there's such a thing as Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem sends down in Hashemayim special help that you will be able to learn, you will be able to understand the Torah, you will be able to mekayim the Torah. By ourself, maybe you'll never do it. The person can't think, who am I? What can I do? I can't do anything. I can't get anywhere. No, could be true. By yourself, you can't get anywhere. But we have to know when we do and we show Hashem that we want it, there's this Uris. We turn on a switch in Shemayim. The HaKadosh Baruch in return sends down Siyata Dishmaya. Hashem helps us and gives us koiches much more than we ever thought that we could do. All the gedolim in Torah, when they steiged us, they became gedolim. They never realized they could accomplish so much. So only through the asmada, through the cheshek hagod, like the chinuch says, that they are machshev, they thought so great upon the Torah, they put so much effort into it, that's the way Hashem gave down and gave them the koich, the power. Yachlifu Hashem koich, Hashem gives you the koich to go further and further, and taka to become a gadol, to do the best, to have tremendous amount of siyata d'shemaya. So this is the special Yom Tov of Shavuos, that this is the special day of year that Hashem sends down in Hashemayim siyata d'shemaya. Hashem sends down the koich of limud haTorah. Just like the first time it happened, then by HaSinai, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe brought down the Torah, that was the first time Hashem gave His tremendous Hashpo on this world, the Koyach of Torah. Every single year, the same thing happens over again. There's another tremendous amount of doshas of Kedusha that's coming down in Hashemayim, Shavuos by day. That's when Kabbalah Satorah was, early Shavuos in the morning. Memela, the more preparation we put in, that's the more we'll receive on this tremendous Chag of Shavuos. That's why we know there's a minig that people stay up the whole night, Shruas Banayit, that's our achana, preparation to show Hashem that the Torah means to us. We want the Torah, to a tremendous gula of Hashem sees we're staying up all night the night before. So then Memelu become Shruas in the morning. We'll soon go through. That was the Zman of Matan Torah HaSinai. Hashem sees such achana, such a preparation that we want the Torah so much. We're staying up all night. B'maisa Nefesh. Seinachanam become Shruas in the morning. HaKosh Baruch Hu Mezakeros. With a tremendous amount of Hashpor. Tremendous amount of Siyata Dishmaya. That we all be able to learn good throughout the whole year. Achutz, what the Rizitzal said. The Rizitzal said that somebody that learns the night of Shruitz is muftach loy, that he'll live out the year and no nezik, no damage, no harm will happen to him. That's as far as the Gashmias goes. But who Adim was saying as far as the Ruchnias goes, the Siyata Dishmai you have throughout the year, the Ikka, the Ashpur, comes down on Chag HaShvuas. The real in the first one is the Kasha, how come on Chag HaShvuas, Midiraisa, there's no special mitzvah to do? About Kabbalah Satera. You know, on Pesach we have special matzah, chametz, we have special mitzvahs, sukkahs, we have special mitzvahs, the sukkah, dalet minim, on Rosh Hashanah we have the shofar, Yom Kippur we have a tainus. Every Yom Tov has a special inyan midiraisa to represent that Yom Tov. How come in the Chag HaShavuos midiraisa we don't have anything? True, Bizman, they had the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a mincha chadosha, that's all. They brought a new mincha, the shtei lechem they brought on Chag HaShavuos. But a chutz mizeh, there's no special zikaron. That that we say in the Nusach HaTfilas, when the Rabbanu we say, Zman Matan Teraseinu. How come in the Araisa, there's no special mitzvah of Zecher, of the Kabbal Satera? So before Hashem, different one of the answers, so from Aaron Kotler's Zitzal, that the reason why there's no special, the Friedrich could say like this is, because if there'll be a special mitzvah, somebody could say the only time he can mekabel the Torah is only once a year on Shruas. Unless there's somebody who wasn't mekabel it, he thinks he can't learn the rest of the year. And that's not true. We know every day, whenever we learn the Torah, it's supposed to be kilu hayom nitnu ma'asinai. Every single day there's a kayach of Torah coming down that we can learn the Torah. Really, even in the psukim by in Voeschanan, but the psukim that talk about the mitzvah of Matan Torah Bar Sinai. No, the psukim talk about in Veschanon in the Devorim Dalit Posik Tes. Posik says, Raki Shomulacho Ushmor Nafshachem Yod, watch yourself. Pentishka Chasadvor, maybe you forget these things are Shero Wanecha that your eyes saw. Upen Yasumu Vavecha, you forget it from your heart. Call your Machiach all the lifetime. But rather, Vyodatim Levanecha. Not only shouldn't you forget it, but there's a chiyuv to teach it to your children, to your grandchildren. What? Yom, the special day, that we stood in front of Hashem b'Hasinai. And then, be'emor Hashem, Eli, Hashem said to us, Hakol Yisom, gather together the whole Klal Yisom, v'yashmim as well, teach them my words. And what's the purpose of the Torah? Asha yelamdum liyira oisi, that we should learn how to have fear from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yira shemayim, kol hayom eshoim chayim al adoma, v'yespineim lanu, which teach our children also. And the Ramban says over here in Veschanan, sheze mitzvahs loisase, there's a law of HaTorah, shelo lishakoyach hamayim et hanoro, we should never forget the mayim et HaSinai, Shevazet is chazik, from this we'll have to chizuk in Yiras Hashem, believe, uvitzetzainu, our heart and our children's heart, vizachreinu, when we remember maimet kabbal satera, vipiagvura, vize mitzvahs temidus, the Ramban says, there's a mitzvah temidus, a mitzvah, a mitzvah, a mitzvah, we have to remember it every single day, tell it over to our children every single day, and allow not to forget this. Why? Because like we're saying, every day when we learn the Torah, there's a new Ashpor, like we're explaining. Any time of the year when we show His Torah to Hashem, when we show Hashem that we want to be close to Hashem, we want to do His Torah, we want to learn His Torah, that automatically turns on the switch in Shemayim that Hashem sends down His Kedusha. That the Gemara Bracha says, Keseda, whenever we learn Torah, the Shechina is there.
who are them we get brachis pasa b'chol makom asher asker shmi avi alecha barachticha. One shan the Gemara is b'chol makom asher asker shmi is any time we learn the Torah. We know the Torah is the sirufim of Shemus al Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime we learn the Torah, that brings down brachis, that sends down v'ani avarachem, Hashem will bless us. That's like it seems like a pipe. So really, any time of the year when we learn Torah, we have this kedusha coming down. So therefore, that's the reason why the Torah did not make a special zikaron for Hasina and Shruis, because then a person may think you could only get this once a year, but really could have it throughout the whole year also. Therefore, midiraisa, there's no special zikaron of Maimed Hasina. It's only midirabbanan that we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. But it's taka true that the whole year, anytime you learn, anytime you make a siris to do a maisa toiv, Hashem gives us siyata deshmaya. But still, lemaisa, lemaisa, just like by Vav B'Sivan or Zayin B'Sivan, that was the first time Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. There was an extra special doshes of Kedusha, of Siyata D'Shmaya that comes down. That's again like a Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says Shruis is a Rosh Hashanah, Lilon is for the Paris of trees. And Chazal say that Paris, what's the Ika Paris of Tzadikim, our Maisim Tevim, our Mitzvah, our Torah? The Paris, that's the Gashmias, and the Ruchnes, the Kaparis, is our Torah. The Shruis is like the Rosh Hashanah, for how much Paris, how much Torah will develop throughout the year. Senech Nami, there is an extra special doshes of Kedusha that comes down Shruis in the morning. That's about we have to prepare ourselves before the Chag Shruis to learn the night or to show Hashem a tremendous service that we want to be Mekablet. And Avadi, there's a bigger Kabbalah Satorah and Shruis than there is the whole year. Just we're only saying, according to Tamashim Makabel Shruis, that like stays throughout the whole year. And every turn throughout the year that you learn, Avadi Gerashbo Min Hashemayim. But Avada, every year on Shruis, there's an extra doshids. That's like the Rosh Hashanah Shaboy. There was an extra chiyuv to understand the importance of the Torah and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand that and we're waiting, like the Chinas Lashon is, we're Metzapa, we have a tremendous desire, when is this day going to come? And then Echnami, when the day comes, a Yid has to be Molei Simcha. We know in the Torah, the first time it says the union of Simcha is by Chag HaShruis. By Pesach it doesn't say Simcha. Avad is a mitzvah of Samachta V'Chagecha by Pesach also, we learn it out. But Beferet, the Torah doesn't say Simcha by Pesach. Shruis is the first time the Torah says Simcha. And that's the cloud. The first time the Torah says something, that's the Ika. And then by Chag HaSukkos, the Torah also says Simcha. There's a ribuy of Simcha, V'Samachta V'Chagecha, a ribuy of Simcha. But the Ika, the first place the Torah says Simcha, that's on Shruis. You always say a mushel, somebody wins a lottery, he gets now $100 million. He's mole simcha. Small things don't bother him. He comes home, this broke, that broke. Things don't bother you. I just won $100 million. On Shavuos, that's the day we got the Torah. Klal Yisrael is makabel the Torah. We got mamish the 100. We got the lottery. We have to be mole simcha. Nothing should bother us. Everything else are small things. This is like the Chinuch says, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. This is the tachlis of Briya Shemayim Baretz. Is the Kabbalah's the limit of Torah. This is the blueprint of the whole world. This is the energy of the world. This is the plug that keeps the whole world going. And therefore, Yid has to be mamish moli simcha when it comes Chag HaShruis. What kind of great simcha is the Atav HaChatonu? That we say in all the Yom Tovim, Atav HaChatonu, it all goes b'ikar on Chag HaShruis. This is the Ramam Tonu Hashem shows up over all other nations to give us the Kli Chemda, the tremendous Ktoich of Kedusha. We received it, not the other nations. Chazal say one reason why Hasinai is called Hasinai, it's Lashon of Sinah. Sheyodu Sinah Bein Umas, all the other nations were jealous of us. They came to hate us. How come we were the ones to be zeichet to get the Torah? We were the ones to become close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're the Atav HaChatona Mikolamim. We are the Am Segula Mikolamim. We are the ones that have this wonderful lottery. We have to be tremendous simcha. What we were zeicha on Chag HaShavuos. Really, the famous Ramban says that's what the Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaTzeres. What does HaTzeres mean? Because he says, really, this is like Shmini HaTzeres. Just like Shmini HaTzeres is the Gemara of Chag HaSukkos. Who are then Shavuos really is the Zman of Pesach. It's the Soif, it's the Tachlis of Zman Cheresenu. So the Soif, the Gemar of Cheresenu first took place tak on Shvuis by Kabbalah Satorah. This Maklaiso became Cheres completely from the Yetzeram, and the Pshat is not just that we have a Kabbalah Satorah, but we became now attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. We became an Am Hashem. Really, the Gemara in Tainis says in the Chavov that we call when the Pasuk says, B'yoyim chasunosoi, ze matan Torah. Bazman matan Torah, Bahasina was like a chasuno. Klai Yisrael had like Erisin, became HaKadushin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who Adin, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Memtah says, I'm amazed that when the B'dash in the Pasuk, Torah tziv olonu Moshe, my Rosh Akilis Yaakov, that we say, Al Tikra, my Rosh inheritance, but rather Elimu Rosa, that we had Kedushim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it wasn't, not we're saying that you can't divide the two. It's not Stam, we Mekabel laws that will do the Torah. We have the law book. But Adarab, it goes together with Kedushas of Hashem. We became attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Min HaShemayim, it's Yisroel, V'yaraiso Kedushibruchu Ischadu. And that's the side of a Krisis Bris, that Klai Yisrael now was Nichnas Lebris by Kabbalah Satorah. The famous song we sing on Chag HaShavuos, Ovo Chulam Bivris Yachad, Nasa V'nishma M'kechot. But it says, Ovo Chulam Bivris Yachad. Klai Yisrael came together with a Bris Yachad. What does a Bris mean? A Bris is an attachment. You put two people together, you make a Bris, a bound to stay together, not to divide up. That's why Klai Yisrael became attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we called Luchis HaBris by the Kabbalah Satorah. Some say the Gros says that goes on Kofalem HaKagigas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bris with us. We are Mekal with the Torah, that we came Yachad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We had Chas Ne'erusim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Koyach of Chag HaShavuos. That we were zeichet to say Nasa v'nishma, we were zeichet to have a Kabbalah, Kofim HaKagigas, our Korpon was an emistic, a Kabbalah, we were makabal a bris, to be dovek with Hashem, and have chasna with Hashem, and therefore Yid has to be a tremendous amount of simcha on the Chag HaShavuos. All right, turn over, continue on the other side. Dusha, this also is good. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Ches that says Dorash Reb Simoi that Bishor Shekdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma. When Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Bo Shishim Rebuya Shemal Cheshora, 600,000 Malachim came down, and each one of them gave every single Jew two Ksharim, two crowns, one Kineged Nasa, one Kineged Nishma. But then it's brought down when Klai Yisrael did the Chet Hegel. So the Malachim took away the two crowns. How many Malachim came then down? Twice as much, not 600,000, but 120,000. That one Malach had to take away one crown, and therefore we needed two Malachim for every single Jew to take away the crowns. So the question is, how come when the Malachim first gave the crowns to Klai Yisrael, it was enough that one Malach could give two crowns to one Jew? And how come when they took it away, you had to have two Malachim taking away from each one? And usually the klal is ein malach oise shnei shlichus. A malach can't do two jobs at one time. So tak, how at the beginning could he give klai each one of the Jews two ksharim, two crowns, chutz two separate shlichus? The teretz is at the beginning when klai saw his makabel the Torah was one. The Torah nasa v'nishma. However you learn what the two things was, whether makabel Torah shabiksav, Torah shabapir, whether makabel to do avodas Hashem and to receive the kedusha. But the beginning, it's all one. One doesn't go without the other. Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, it's all one thing. That we do the mitzvah, Hashem sends down the shpor, the attachment, the chasna to Hashem, it's all one. So one Malach was able to give two crowns to every single Jew. It was all one thing. They were united together. It's chad. Yisrael, v'yaraisa, kudjibruch, was chadu. Then the Chanami later, when they did the Chet Hegel, they separated then. Then the pshat is that they had to take away two different matanas they got. One was Torah Shabbat, one was Torah Shabbat, one was the Kedushim and Hashemayim, one was the Avodas Aretz, and therefore it was like two separate things. We needed two Malachim to take it away. But Avad L'Chetchila, when we Makabal the Torah, it has to be a Kabbalah of Achdus, Kabbalah of Shleimus. We want to be now Yisroel, be Reis, the Kutchabrich, the Chadu, to Makabal the Tachlis of the Torah, the Tachlis of the Bria. It's all one. The Shemayim Voritz is all one. It's all united through the Kabbalah's HaTorah.
And now I'd like to go through exactly what happened according to the Midrashim on Har Sinai. Like we just said, Ramban says it's a mitzvah every single day to remember Maimed Har Sinai. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he says, with Chol Eis, every single time a person is Oisik and Mizdabik in the Torah, person has to be happy, as if the Torah is given now from Har Sinai. And he brings down a Zoya like this. It also says there that just like Shebeis HaMaimit HaMakamukdosh Nizdavku Kavayocha V'dibur Yizborach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseret Dibros, at least the first two, it was like his voice being attached to Klal Yisrael. So Zoya says, Kein Gamata, now also, B'chol Eis, every time Mamish, She'odam Oisik V'hoigaba, when a person learns Torah, Hu Dovik El Yoda B'dibur Yizborach Mamish, you're attached Mamish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machmas Wai Shakil Maima Piv Yizbaruch LaMoshe MiSinai. The whole Torah is considered words of HaKadosh Baruch that was given over to Moshe and HaSinai. And this is what Chazal say many times, that V'hoyu HaDvorim Smechim K'Nisinosa MiSinai. We should be happy learning the Torah just like it was given on HaSinai. No, I didn't. It says in Tana Deve Elio, says that Kiva and Shalom Edes HaTorah, if a person learns the Torah, Hareyu mevi toivu l'olam, he brings down toivu, good to the world. And he says, Echidishe, v'yocholu levakish rachmim, he has the power to beg for rachmim, or l'spalof na HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should daven in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yafakfek esarakia, v'yovim motel l'olam, he'll be able to bring down rain, panosa, for the world. And therefore, really, every time we're Isaac Batoira, we have this inyan of me'ein, the maimed of HaSinai, that the Kedusha and the Baruchis come down. Now before we go through again the Indian of the Maimed HaSin, exactly what happened there, just one more in the Kudam, the way the Torah brings down an Orach Chaim, Simen Mem Zayin Hilchas Brichas HaTorah, that the Torah says a Loshin, V'yoyd Yesh Brocha Al HaTorah, we have a second Brocha on the Torah, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Ha'ilom, Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol HaAmim, V'Nosan Lonu Es Torah Soi, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Noisein HaTorah, this is the second Brocha, after we made the first Brocha of Lassek B'Divrei Torah, and Harif Noam, now we said Asher Baruch Abonu. So the Torah says, V'yechavim b'rivchosoi al maimer HaSinai. We should have kavona every day when we make this bracha. We should have kavona that this bracha goes on the maimer of HaSinai. Asher Baruch Abonu mikol amim, that there by HaSinai Hashem chose us of all other nations. V'keravnu lifnei HaSinai. V'yashmienu dvor mitochetz, Hashem told us the Torah through fire. And then v'nosan lanu es terosa kedosho shebeis chayenu, this is our life. Kli chemdosoin shehoi mishtasheya bo b'choyom, that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu like plays with, enjoys the whole time, is the limit of Torah. That's what Hashem gave us al beis chayenu. So v'nosan lanu teras emes v'chay, that's another thing we say, v'nosan lanu teras emes v'chay yoylam not b'sachenu, that's called chay yoylam, life forever. That's what the Torah is saying here, she beis chayenu, and through the Torah, that's our life. So according to the Torah, really, like we said from the Ramban, there's a mitzvah every single day to remember Maimon HaSinai. According to the Torah, the mitzvah is b'shas, we're saying b'ruchas HaTorah. We say this, Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol Amim, to have in mind when did Hashem chose us of all other nations, through the Maimon HaSinai. And the Bach explains on the Torah, the Bach says like this, that Me'acha, since usually we don't find more than one bracha on an inyan, and here we find two brachas on Birchas HaTorah. So therefore he says that's what the Torah explains, that the second bracha, Shebaruch HaBonu, that we hear on, that's not stam like a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's like a Birchas HaYidor U'Shvach, She HaYidor V'Shvach, it's a thank you and a praise. Amar Sheno San Lonu Torosoi, that Hashem gave us His Torah, Kli Chemdosoi, Mitoich Eish Nemil Lafayim, Lahoris, that comes to teach us al kedushasoi ruchniyosoi, what kind of kedusha the Torah has and how much ruchnius there is in it. O Baruch HaBonu Mikol Umah, Hashem chose us from all other nations, v'keravnu fnei HaSinai. So the Bach says, lefi shehizer oisonu b'toroso shle nishkach maimed HaSinai. We spoke at the psukim before by Abbas Chanan that there's a mitzvah sensei to remember it and not to forget it. What happened then was we came close to the har, and the har was burning in fire. is therefore the fikach zokta bach tziva lechavim bebracha zu hashni was supposed to be mechavim afkavonim in the second bracha brichas atoyram lahoydus lo yisaloi to pray to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this tremendous maimed hasinai. And we end off with the bracha bracha to Hashem in noisein haTorah kolayma, that noisein haTorah kolechem dosim mitorchesh, that Hashem gave us a tremendous kli chemda in the middle of the fire. We don't say Asher, no Asher, no san, but we say noisein. Hashem keseda right now is giving us the Torah, giving us the kedusha. The more that we remember maimed hasinai, like we said the whole yisoid, the more we ma'orer ourselves, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down the Kedusha and the fire and the Ruchnius of the Torah. And this is what we're supposed to feel, and this is what the Gemara Bracha says, Kesedam, that every time we're learning the Torah, the Dibur of Torah is mamish, like talking to Hashem. It's mamish Hashem's Dibur, Hashem is with us, and Hashem is giving us Siyata Dishmaya. That's the Pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself put in the Koyach, into the Teva Shel Torah, into the words of the Torah. Shayidei Halima, that we learn the words of the Torah, for this was Zoicha to Mekabel, the tremendous Sorah, the tremendous Kedusha. We said before that Sanasa and Ishma, the two Kesorin, the two crowns, came like one. Moshe went over the Melochim, the two is one. You can't have the Torah here and the Kedusha in Shemayim, it goes together. The Torah, Yisrael, V'yaraisa Kachabruchu, is all Chadhu. And just like Torah itself will soon go through, was given with fire. Then we find Kama Mises in Chazal and the Gemara, when the Gedolim and Tzadikim were learning Torah, fire came out. That's the way Torah was given. It still has the Koyach of Deish in the fire. The Gemara in Sukkot says, Davchav Chesav and Aleph, that Omer was said al Yonison ben Uziel, that Bishor She Yosef when he used to sit and learn Torah, Koloif, any bird that would fly above him, was Miyad Nisr, right it would be burned up from the Koyach of the fire. And Toi says over there, the Pshat is, Shadvorim Semechem Kinesinosim B'Sinai, Shenitnu HaTorah B'Eish, the same way the Torah was given by Sinai with Eish, that's the way it was when Yonison ben Uziel was learning the Torah. He put such a great Esuris, he had such a great Cheshik, such a much Kavona into his learning, that the Mamish came down the same way it was by Sinai with fire. Same thing the famous Uvda, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, they were sitting in the Suda together, and fire came between them from the Kedushas of the Torah. And the Dvar adds over there that in Shalmi it says that if this is the way the Talmud did it, how was it by the Rav? So it answers back and says, by the Talmud, the fire was only Terch Dal Damas. But when the Rav was learning Torah, the fire even went Chutz Midal Damas. It's brought down, we say, they saw a Maisa from the Chofetz Chaim. In his times, the Chofetz Chaim once heard of a tremendous Tzaddik, and he wanted to see the way he was learning late at night, that he wants the Chofetz Chaim himself, when he was a young boy, he hid in the Beis Medrash, and he saw the way the Tzaddik was learning, and he saw Mamish fire coming around him, because he was learning Torah by himself at nighttime in the Beis Medrash. Wasn't that many years ago. But this is a Metzias, that if you learn Torah B'Kedusha, it has a Koyach in the Sinos of HaSinai, with the Koyach of the fire. So Meila, somebody that's really Zoicha, to be remembered, the Maimed HaSinai, in Befrat and Chag HaShavuos, when it really took place, and the real Kedusha comes down, Avada was Zoicha, the Pasuk says, Lomoid li Yiroi Soi, we come to have Yiro Shemayim, and from this Avada we come to have Avas Hashem, come to have Simchas B'mitzvah, and therefore we make the Bracha Satori, supposed to make it B'simcha Rabba B'leib Sholem, to know that this is the Bracha Shebochabonu, this is the Koyach of the Nesina Satora by Har Sinai. And again, the mitzvah every single day, in front every day we make the Bracha Satora, to have this in mind. Now I'd like to go through exactly the events, what happened by Kabbalah Satorah, by HaSinai. I have a sefer called Maimed HaSinai, written by Reb Shloim Rozno. A whole sefer on this, but in one paragraph it goes through, according to the Chazal, according to Midrashim, exactly what happened by HaSinai. And it starts off, this event took 1,448 years after the Bris Olam. That's when Torah was given. There's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah like this, and it was given B'Zayin B'Sivan. That's when the actual Nesina Sator was given on Zayin B'Sivan. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah on Vav B'Sivan, but then he got the Koyach of Droshe, Darshan the Torah, and it was Hosev Yemechad Midaitim. That Lamaisa, Hashem first came down and gave the Maimon Hasina, but first done on Zayin B'Sivan. This is according to Rabbi Yossi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosev Yemechad Midaitim. And it happened on Shabbos Kodesh. And the Gemara on Shabbos says everybody's maskim the Torah was given on Shabbos. Vaisas as kedushas as Shabbos that goes together with the kedushas haTorah. What happened was biyaisam habayik. It was early in the morning. Hayukoylois. There were tremendous sounds there, voices there. We'll soon see what they were. These were the koylois, the voices of the malachim in Shemayim. They were praising Hashem for giving the Torah. They were giving shvach kilkilos to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the koylois that woke up Klal Yisrael. There was zubrokim there. There was thunder there. And the onen covered al har. Very thick clouds were on top of the Har Sinai. And also the koil is shayfer chazak miyid. There was a very strong sound of the blowing of the shayfer there. But the pasuk in Shemay says about this koil shayfer. We'll soon see that was the shayfer from the Isle Shel Yitzchak to show us the Mesiras Nefesh that Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak, was Moise Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give up his life. And instead of him, instead of Avram shechting Yitzchak, Avram shechted Ayel, and from that Ayel they took the ram, and with that came out the Kol Shofar that was blown by Har Sinai. That's a Kol to show us that the way we makabel the Torah should be with Mesiras Nefesh. And the Stipe explains that they had the Kol of Sabrakim and the Shofar. All this was, he says, this was V'hoyezeh Kein Hoidov V'achroza. This like is a tremendous announcement, like Aloifoyis Kvodius birth, like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is coming down now to this world on top of Sinai with all this covered. So they made the announcement, the preparation for this. Before this came the Koilois Barakim, the thick clouds, and the Koil Shofar. But still, Vadayin Lo Yardu Shechina, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina itself did not come down yet. This is what Ramban says. And she explains now, Voyelu Koilos, that there were Koilos there, and these are the Koilos that woke up Klal Yisrael in the morning. We know Klal Yisrael was sleeping that night. And that's one of the reasons why we stay up. We try and stay up the whole night. Shavuos by night to Misakin. But Klal Yisrael was doing, they were sleeping. So we try and stay up the whole night. But I call upon him, these koilos now woke them up early in the morning. Now he says, V'hoyu elu koilos. What were these koilos, these voices? Ha-malochim ha-makasim ha-kodesh baruch hu. This was the voices of the malochim that was praising ha-kodesh baruch hu. This is what Rebbeinu Bechaya says in the Chumash. Now before these koilos came down, Yoshnu b'nei Yisroel, Klal Yisroel was sleeping. V'hutzrich HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'orem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and wake them up. That's what it says in the Medrash, a good kash, I was Klal Yisroel sleeping before the Kabbalah Satorah. Some said that's the koich of the Yetzirah, that the more stronger, the more kedusha something has, the more the Yetzirah is there to stop you. It's a mitzias, you see in the whole lifetime. The more kaddish it is, the more important something is, the more the Yetzirah is there to stop. And here, what could be more important than Kabbalah Satorah? So the Yetzirah went overboard to make sure Klal Yisrael was sleeping. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake them up early in the morning, L'Urim, to wake them up. And how did he wake them up again with these Koilois, Ubrokim, and V'Kel Shofar? It says, when Klal Yisrael heard these Koilois, his Chordu, Apochdu, Mir, they got very scared from that. So it says in the Medrash. O Moshe Chazak Chizak as Liban. Moshe Rabbeinu was mechazik them. So Ramban says, "V'hoytziyam likras lakim." And then Moshe Rabbeinu brought all Klal Yisrael out to come in front of them by the Har Sinai, in front of Hashem. And the Pesukim in Shemay says, "V'ayu koil ha'shayfa hoyle v'chazim miyoid." And the koil shayf was still going very, very strong. They heard it all time so far. The koil shayf again. This was the shayfa shall the ayil shall Yitzchak. The shall Klal Yisrael, you have to makabel the Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. And the whole Klal Yisrael was by Yisiyatzvu B'Takos Har. Everybody was sitting, was standing there by the bottom of the mountain. And right now, Umiyad, right away, when Klal Yisrael got there, Nitla Shahar Memkom, because Baruch Hu uprooted the mountain from its place. The Niska Bar was holding, it was standing in the air. It's interesting. The har itself was clear like glass. You could see straight through it. The omdu b'nei Yisrael tatlan. Klal Yisrael was standing underneath the mountain. This is what the Targum Yonis and Menazil says. The kiblu al atzmon. And Klal Yisrael was mekabel upon himself. Lekayim games ha-Torah shebal peh. Not only was Torah shebiksav, but even Torah shebal peh also Klal Yisrael was mekabel. Then that's what Medrash Tanchumi says in Parshas Noach. V'nosnu arvis al shmiras ha-Torah. They are makabel arvis, responsibility one for another. Kol Yisrael arevim zel lezeh. On the shmiras ha-Torah, shiyu b'neyem arevim aleyem. That they should be arev, responsible one for another. So it says in the Mechilta. V'kiblu arvis zeh al zeh b'dvorim ha-niglim. They are makabel arvis on things that they saw then, things that were nigla, not on nister. V'yachakach. After this, there's a kofna hakagigas. After Klai Yisrael mekabel upon himself the Torah and to take good responsibility to make sure they'll watch the Torah, and not only themselves, but to make sure their children, everybody else, Klai Yisrael arevim zelizem. After that, chozer harlem kaimer. Then the mountain came down back to its place. V'omdu b'nei Yisrael al yadhar. And whole Klai Yisrael was sitting by the side of the mountain. Aruchim like lined up. Anoshim levad. The men were separate. V'hanoshim levad. And the ladies were separate. So it says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Even Shas Kabbalas HaTorah. It was separate. The men on one side. The ladies on the other side. V'yomdu shom. Klai Yisrael was standing there. V'eima. V'yira. V'reses. V'zelig. It says the Gemara in Brachos. Nabchav Beis. They were sitting there with Eima. With Yira Shemayim. They were trembling. Sweating. From the they were sitting and waiting there. When is it going to come now? We're soon going to hear the Torah. Now, you're after Klai Yisrael's Makabal with a kfiya, the Makabal the Torah, with the sinion of like they were forced into it. There's no second way. We have to know that's the way Yid has to Makabal the Torah. So we have to chinuch also. There's no two ways about it. Klai Yisrael's Makashem gave us a Torah. We were Makabal the Torah. We were sworn in that we have to be Makabal the Torah. We don't have a choice anymore. The Maisa B'Kfiyah, if you don't want to, that's the Nesiyas of Kfiyah. It tells you really as the Kasha there in Shabbos that Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, the Makabal Miyavo. So how come you had to have a Kfiyah? And a lot of different Pshatim and a lot of different Mepharshim. I think Tais himself says the Pshat is that even though then they did a Machmasavam, but Hashem knew that there's Yetzirah, there's a coming time, he's going to stop you from learning. And therefore, it had to be at the beginning of the Kabbalah of Torah with a Kfiyah, that we were forced into it, that we have to do it. We don't have a choice in the matter. And that's the way we break the Yetzirah, to know we don't have a choice, we just have to be Mekayim the Torah. And if and why? Because that's what's good for us. Just like the Moshe, we have a kid. The kid, instead of taking his food teat, he takes the hot coals about to put it into his mouth, even though he doesn't understand it. So you force him to stop. You take it away from him. You don't ask him, maybe put it down. You force him, because you know that's danger, that's terrible. And the other thing is what's good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Torah is toiva for us. That's our good. And not to listen to the Torah is ra, is burning coals, burning us up. Therefore, there's no choice in the matter. Because Baruch our Father, that's only made of does good for us, forced us in to be Makabal the Torah, forced us into taking the good food and throwing away the bad, the burning coals, not to burn us up. So after we were Makabal the Torah, now Yorad Hashem Alahar. Hashem now came down on top of the mountain, Ba'esh in fire. And it says, Vayal Oshon Alev Hashemayim, the smoke was going up to the heart of the skies of the Shemayim, and there was v'choshech onan varofel. There was darkness, onan thick clouds, varofel even greater, very thick darkness. V'choradar atzma, the mountain itself became afraid, became scared like v'naseya, and the mountain itself was shaking. That's the Gemara Bracha says v'olo l'mala likras l'kim, and the mountain itself was going up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And V'yorad Hashem HaReisha, because Rokha came down to the top of the mountain. The Gemara says like it was like a sandwich that the Shemayim came down to the Oretz. The Oretz was like going up, the Shemayim was coming down, and they met there on top of Har Sinai. So he explains now that it says there was Choshech, Onan, Varofel. These were Shloisha Mechitzes HaYishon. There were three Mechitzes, like three barriers there, three walls there. One was called Choshech, dark. One was called Onan, even thicker darkness, and Varofel is so thick that he could even touch, he could feel it. These are Mamish Mechitzes outside Klai Yisrael, dividing us and the rest of the world. It was Mamish like Choshech. V'shiva Mechitzes shel Eish hayu noitesoy zu bezu. And then the fire was coming out of the top of the mountain. There were seven Mechitzes of fire, turning out sparks. V'yisrael royim, Klai Yisrael was able to see this tremendous sight. The way on the sides it was pitch dark, thick darkness, but right in the middle of the har, on top of the har, there was such great fire, seven mechitzas of eish, of the Shechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down. And the B'loim Mispachlin, they weren't afraid at that time. V'yoradu im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming down now on top of Har Sinai with all this tremendous fire. After the Brokim, the Kolos, and the Kol Shofar, now is coming down tremendous fire that lit up Ad Lev HaShemayim. Now when Hashem came down, who did Hashem come down with? V'yardu im HaKadosh Baruch Hu shishim revuya malachim. 600,000 malachim came down. Kineged machne Yisrael. That's what it says in the Medrash. V'chof beis alofim. And 22,000 shahayu kroivim yois l'shchina. They were even closer to the Shechina. 22,000, they were right around the Shechina. But altogether, there were 600,000. And these 22 was Kenegan Machna Leviya, that's closer to the Shechina. But Yisrael Roya Moisan, Klaus was able to see this, what Al-Shech says. Vaisaoritz Chola, the whole world was afraid. For Yahorim Misrashim, all the mountains of the world were like shaking. Vagvoyis Mismoitas, and the hills became small. Voilonois Karua, the trees were like falling down. V'yameisim b'shor chayiv, interessant that all the dead people in the graves were coming alive then. It was like a tchias ameisim at that point. That's what it says in Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. Obo tova v'karmo lahar Sinai. It also came there to Har Sinai. It's a Gemara in Megillah. V'chein kol ahorim shabarlam, all the mountains of the whole world. Hoy mizdazim, were shaking, were afraid. Oilim v'yodim, going up and down, mamish shaking and moving. We have a little dugmi of an earthquake. There was a terrible earthquake there. Everything was shaking up and down. Kulay al yoshvav, v'nivlu umais, and all the whole world, all the goyim, became afraid. And what did they do? V'nichnesu le'bilam, they all went to Bilam. That was their godel then. And asked Bilam, what's going on? V'shadayeskim, v'shalu shema, maybe ma'abed ha'makim esalamai. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to destroy the world again. And Bilam answered back and said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is all the cover that he's given to Klal Yisrael. And the Goyim then were masking the Shivrim, and they said, Hashem is le'amo yitain, Hashem yivarech asame ba'sholim. All this was says in the Sifri. Now, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now when all the Shechina was there, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to begin to say the Aseret HaDibros. It says, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to say the Aseret HaNochi Hashem Lekecha, before he started to say the Aseret HaDibros, is hidmim as kol oilam, the whole world was quiet. Tzipa loit sovach, the birds were not saying anything. Oif leporch, no birds was flying. Shor loit goyer, an ox did not make any noise. Serafim loit omru kodesh, the malachim did not say anything. Hayom loit zoh, the ocean did not move. And then when the whole world was silent, then it came out the tremendous kol of noichi Hashem Elokecha. One word, when Hashem said just the Anoichi, one word, from that came out all the Aseret HaDibros. That's what the Mechilta says. That Hashem said all 10, they didn't understand the Klal Yisrael, only the first two they were able to understand. After they heard this, they said the whole Klal Yisrael was mace. So the Medrash says, for in the Torah also, in the Gemara and Shabbos also says like this, and then v'chazru ha'ter l'fnei kodesh, the Torah went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of bika shaleim rachman, the Torah was mavakish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachman in Medrash and Shir HaShirim, for ha'irid HaKadosh Baruch Hu tal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down this dew, she'osid l'hachiyaz b'meisim, this is the dew of Tchias HaMeisim, that's going to bring about Tchias HaMeisim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revived us and brought us back to life again. This is the Gemara in Shabbos also, of Peches HaMebeis. O bikesh mi Moshe diber at imanu v'nishmo v'yedabri imanu l'kim penomus. Klaus was afraid to hear more from Hashem, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please, you continue, say the next 8 dibros. We're afraid to hear it from Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu machmir says, Ani does not want to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down to him the malachim of Michael and Gavriel, and they held on to the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they brought Moshe Rabbeinu to the Arafel, and v'nasa l'shvil, there came a little path there through the yonah, through the clouds, and Moshe went with them inside the 3 mechitzah shel cheshech on of Arafel, v'chol Yisrael royim es hakos was lapidim v'yoniga shel Arafel asher shom lakim. When these mechitzas were right around the mountain, so Klal Yisrael did not see the mountain until now. They only saw the Eish on top of it. But now when Moshe Rabbeinu went up there, there was like a path set aside for Moshe to go up. Now Klal Yisrael is able to see inside what happened to the mountain. V'akol medabri lo v'yoyim aloi Moshe Moshe lechem alem Yisrael kach v'kach v'yadi b'yotze miyamina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'smolin shel Yisrael, that the words mamash were coming out from Moshe, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to the whole Klal Yisrael. And the fire, the dibur was coming out, belavas eish, when fire, venechak, and it was engraved, alaluchas. V'yadiba chayzal kol echad mi Yisrael v'yoymer loy mekabalato lecha tzadib razim. Each word of the Aseret HaDibros went to Klai Yisrael and said, are you b'mekabal me? And the word said clearly, v'kach v'kach dinin yeshba, this is how many halachas I have, kach v'kach einshin yeshboi, kach v'kach mitzvais, that the words itself of the Torah explained themselves to Klai Yisrael, exactly what the tzivuyim are, what the mitzvahs are, what the loisas are, what the einshin is, the punishment, v'yoyim alem Yisrael came. Vayadibo noishka yalpiv, and the word itself kissed them. This is what says the Medrash Shir Hashirim. Vayisrael mistaklim b'chol diba v'diba v'yoydim kama midrashim yeshboi, v'kama lochis yeshboi, v'kama kam v'chum yeshboi. Klaus understood all the Torah them, all the kal v'chaymis, all the drushes that come out, the Sefri in Pashas Hazinu. Vayirayim kol soydis ha-Torah el yoynim v'tachtoynim, shebechol diba v'diba. At that time, nothing was missing from Klai Yisrael. They were able to see all the Soides HaTorah upstairs and downstairs. Everything wasn't missing anything from them. There's also, this is what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. Vayuhakol nechlak leshiva koilos leshivim koilos. And then the koil was divided into seven and then into 70. Deshishma kulumis, all the umas, all the world also heard this. Then nor there shouldn't be a piskin pair. They would have said, we would have heard the Torah, we would have been mekabel it. They also heard the Torah, but they were not mekabel the Torah. That's what the Mashor says in Shabbos, in the Pei Chesem Abayz. Then like the Gemara in Shabbos says, V'chol diba v'diba shiotzim pekosh, every word that came out of Kosh Baruch Hu, it was nismal erlam kulu b'samim, the whole world was full of b'samim. The Gemara says, after the first word, how could you have more the second word? And the Gemara says that Hashem brought a tremendous wind that blew away the psalmim. And then when Hashem said the second word again, it was filled up the whole world with psalm, with tremendous spice, perfume, smelling. V'chol diba v'dibra also, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzo Nishmoshim Shal Yisrael. Another man, the Yomah, says in Gemara in Shabbos, that every diba, it was Parcha Nishmoshim, and Neshama left them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put down again this tal of Tchias HaMesim. V'chol diba v'dibra, Choz Lachrem, also they moved back, Yud Beis Mil, and the Malachi Asher said to come and bring them back. Nimtzu Malchim Bais Soyem, they traveled a lot this day. V'ayoyim Boru v'Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael was tired at the end of the day. The Kosh Baruch Hu did another ness, that even though Klai Yisrael was eskematid, was tired, where there was a Tchias HaMesim, they were thrown away Yud Beis Mil. So Kosh Baruch Hu again, Roma Kosh Baruch Hu Le'anani Kovoid, Shem said there's tremendous clouds there. She yiridu talabon, and bring down special due to my children. Veridu kosh baruch hu talolim ugishomim, and that was made them healthy, made them strong. And then they were called Klaius able to go home. When did it end? It ended betisha shoyis b'yom, the ninth hour of the day, means around 2 o'clock. Now Klaius was there from early in the morning, from early sashachar, for until 2 o'clock. And then Vitzivim, after 2 o'clock, after the ninth hour of the day, Vitzivim Beloshinikia, Luchu Ishlol, everybody go home to your tent. And then Vichol Yisro was Niskachu, they all got Kedusha of Nishasinai, Vinitoru Tyro, Vinisrap, where everybody was healed up, Mikol Mum, Viaf Ivri, any person was blind before became healed up. Oposkil Zumosim, the Zuma that went away from Klai Yisrael.
For the Mamre Zoicha to be like Malchi Ashoris. And this the Pasuk says, Ashrei Yom Shekochaloi. So Mishem Shalom be Zoicha Taka, Zion, the night of Shruas, the day of Shruas, to be Zoicha to have a real true Kabbalah Satira, who had then every single time we learn Torah, and every single day we make the Bracha Bircha Satira, to remember Hasinai, Shalom be Zoicha Taka, to true Kabbalah Satira.
With all the Brachas.